producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gotten into a ton of the news. I've mainly just been talking about the state of humanity that every metric shows is degenerating. Now, you do have highly educated, informed people that are aware of what's going on that capitalize off of all this, and their attitude is just continue on like that because there's nothing you can do for the unwashed masses. They've always been slaves. They'll always be slaves. But I've studied Renaissance. I've studied really dynamic civilization periods, and it's when the ruling class, but also when the substrata beneath them decides to actually lift up humanity and empower humanity, but also make humanity be based on chivalry and on what you actually produce. So they don't allow monopolies of the elite. And they don't allow gang mentality in the general public as well. And by not allow it, they lead against it. And then freedom is so much better, it then becomes dominant. And then you have a golden era. Then the grandkids and great-grandkids become decadent slobs, and the whole cycle begins. The economy becomes based on fraud and conquest, not on innovation, not on art, not on justice. And you go through the cycle again. And I've studied history. The decadent cycle we're going into just freaks me out. I mean, it's so horrible that the military is openly training to kill Americans en masse and put people in emergency FEMA camps and take over the infrastructure and arrest any political opposition. And they're already persecuting governors and filmmakers and Tea Party. And in all the manuals, it's for good Americans. I mean, the system needs to sell itself, though, so it's selling itself on a bunch of, you know, gangster wannabe robbers taking advantage of the demonstrations. And it's just all a psyop. It's all 2 + 2 = 4. And I see comments on Infowars.com, a minority of them, and on YouTube going, I wonder if he's right. You know, I wonder if it's what he's saying. I mean, give me a break. The globalists have all written books. It's all admitted. The Rand Corporation, all of it. Do you understand? This is not my opinion. Can you get that through your head? Now, we got the footage we shot at their military training base where they're trying to take on veterans, black people, churches. Just, I mean, it's just... The whole economy is being geared towards a cannibalistic, predatory collapse scenario. I'm trying to stop a collapse. They tell the police that the police state's being put in to stop a collapse, but it's a designed, ordered collapse. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Mad Wit, Brent, Henry, Elijah, Bella, and others. I'm going to go right to you when we come back as quickly as I can before the reporters come on. It's just... We see the slow sinking into enslavement. And I don't want to just have the give-up attitude of, you know, just try to make some money and leave the country and run to some globalist redoubt or fortress country, some safe harbor keep. Because I've looked at this historically and from all the angles. We will not get out of this Agenda 21 exterminist plan that is like something out of the mind of a 500 IQ space alien. I'm pretty smart, and I can barely even grasp it looking at the system and studying it for 20 years, much less articulate. Let me just tell people something. The New World Order is liquid enslavement. It is total death, but before it destroys you, it turns you into a gibbering, mindless, moron TV ad whose soul has been destroyed. They don't even suck your soul. They just, from birth, hammer the hell out of it till it's gone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be honest, this doesn't happen, but maybe once a month, twice a month, where I come in and start doing the radio show, and I'm so upset about what's happening in the world that I physically get angry in just a really nasty mood. And I feel like that right now. And I was kind of psychoanalyzing myself during the break. Then I'm going to your calls. And I know why I'm upset. It's because I'm not upset enough. And I've become acclimated and accepting of just incredibly outrageous spectacles. Like the police not arresting thugs that are still looting, but arresting peaceful reporters that are polite and have done nothing wrong. I am not upset about the bombshell army document that's public and admitted, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, left-hand column, DrudgeReport.com. Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians during full-scale riots in the U.S., and what am I getting at? I'm upset that I caught myself already being so aware of this that now that it's public, I'm not even on air properly reading the quotes, going over the document, deciphering it all. It's in clear black and white. Shoot unarmed, peaceful demonstrators as a deterrent to protesting. Where did the First Amendment go? I mean, it's so over the top. We knew the training was going on. We've got a video with 3.5 million views from the nightly news last year, showing an army manual where they prepare to shoot demonstrators and prepare to put Americans in camps during gun confiscation. This is now saying shoot unarmed people, period, and we're to shoot them to kill people. It is over the top. It is such a big deal. And then I realized, what am I doing still in this country? And I'm not saying I'm going to leave. It's just my instinct, my gut is, get out of here. I feel physically guilty at an animal level for not getting my children and my family and leaving this country. But I intellectually and spiritually know I need to stay here to fight this. That's my job. That's my destiny. That's your job. That's your destiny, many of you out there. But I also then feel nauseous, as a primitive man not going out and confronting the system, the politicians, and saying, knock it off, stop the police state, stop the globalist takeover. See, all this rioting and stuff is meant to sell all the governors and people on allowing the federalization and the armored vehicles and the microphones and the police state training and the surveillance. This is the designed end of our country with this infrastructure being set up to attack the bedrock of the nation, returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones, WorldNet Daily, you know all the groups, Matt Drudge. These are the groups the enemy wants to get. Okay, so at a primitive level, I know I'm the target. I know they want a civil war with the police. I don't have anything against the police. I want to wake them up. I want to stop it. I don't want it to happen. Do people understand how real this is? Do people understand? That's why I get so upset, is because I want to yell and scream. And then I try to intellectually cover all this, but at a certain point, man, this ain't intellectual anymore. The globalists have robbed everything, trillions and trillions and trillions. They've set us up to collapse. They're shutting off our power plants. They're shutting off everything while bringing in workers that can't even work to shut down the welfare system, to collapse everything. Because the globalists have said they want to collapse. It's called Agenda 21, an organized global incremental collapse. And only their high-tech governmental and corporate and super-rich Elysium systems, and I don't mean that from the movie. The elites describe it as breakaway civilization and as Elysium in some of their papers. Look it up. Elysium just means the golden fields of mortals that serve the gods well, and so they're allowed to basically have life extension and live in a utopia. And that's what the elites sell the professors and the technocrats and the people making the airborne Ebola and the eugenicists, is that they will cleanse the earth of the ugly mass of people. They tell them 90%, it's more like 99.9%. And that they will then bring in a world government, and that those that serve the system properly will then be able to merge with the machines and live forever. Let me give you a message. You're not going to be given all of this if you serve the system. The only way we have a shot at what the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, that God has in store for us while we're alive, is being honorable, good people. I said I'd take your calls, and I'm ranting. I want to play a few of these clips we haven't gotten to yet for TV and radio listeners. Let's play Joe Biggs, our reporter, getting a question in during the press conference dealing with martial law and being ignored by the state police captain running the press conference. Here it is.
So, behind you.
Why are Christian immigrants being infringed upon? I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent 8 years in combat. Why are we told where we can't take us?
Stop. We want to pass the week.
Want to lose another life in this community.
If you don't like violence, act up your comms or dress like military.
Wait, why are First Amendment rights being infringed upon? I know the risk involved.
Make sure there's some of this.
And again, that's the Ferguson captain. There's also another state police guy. The uniforms are very similar. That's Shaw of television said, so the audio is not the best. Somebody uploaded that on YouTube. We've got clips also of Marcos Morales trying to cover things and the police coming up and going through their standard issue of, well, we want to talk to your press office to make sure you're press. Again, oh, if you're not CNN, sorry, we're going to arrest you, but they still arrested CNN. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Chris Hayes of MSNBC, who's over there basically been covering for the demonstrators that are violent, now being pelted with rocks by them. And that's been happening to our reporters as well. They've been getting yelled at and screamed at, and things have been thrown at them. The police have been attacking them. I mean, it's just a bunch of dumbed down people across the board. Here it is.
What's up, Chris? You know what? They're throwing rocks at us now. You know what? We are telling the true story.
People are angry, man. They're really angry. We're trying to. A few rocks chucked at us. We're fine. People are retreating away from the police.
And this is something else that we've seen more of tonight, Chris, as well. Folks wearing masks.
Yeah. That's what we're covering. Gentleman behind me in the mask is telling me this is a civil rights movement. It's just not about Mike Brown. It's about all people.
I am so tired of entitled thugs just randomly yelling at everyone and coming over and going, why are you racist? That's just some way to, like, you're guilty, I'm your boss, do what I say, submit to me, or I'm going to say you're racist. Turn on your guns or you're racist. Give me free Obamacare or you're racist. Hey, I read the bill. It's a death panel. It'll get rid of the free health care you get to the state right now if you're actually indigent. Shut up, racist. It's like a Swiss Army knife for people that aren't intellectual or informed. It's just a one-size-fits-all cop-out. Mad wit in Minnesota, or is it Missouri? I think we need to get a bigger screen in here. I just can't read this tiny print. Mad wit, go ahead, from Michigan. You're on the air.
The name is a moniker for a radio program, so...
Okay, that's fine, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide. Thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think you're right. We are being distracted, but I think the thing we're being distracted from, people aren't really considering. And I got two examples. 100 years ago, they brought in a Federal Reserve. And in 1914, when Congress reconvened, they let it stand. And it stood for 100 years. By definition, that's treason. The other one is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights isn't our rights from the government. It's our rights from God. It's a contract with the government that says the government can't make any laws, and they broke that contract and an oath. And if you look in Black's Law Dictionary, you'll see that that's treason. So what we've got is 100 years of treason between Democrats and Republicans. In order to nullify the contracts that we have and all the different treaties, whether it's GATT or NAFTA or whether it's Agenda 21,
that's
the first
right.
thing we have to do is hold our Democrats and Republicans accountable. And the people that have to do that aren't the general public. It's all those people that swore the oath. It's sheriffs. It's law enforcement. It's military. Those people swore the oath. I didn't swear the oath. You didn't swear the oath. It's frustrating that we keep getting distracted by all these issues, whether it's war, economy, whether it's medicine, whether it's food. It's all legislated by Democrats and Republicans. Ultimately, we have to take the government back. The people that are in there need to be arrested, tried. If they're found guilty, they need to be hung. It's treason. That's all it is. It's just a crime being perpetrated by Democrats and Republicans. It's 100 years old. We've been getting looted. I mean, when they took our money, they stole the value of our labor. That stood through every single time somebody swore the oath. And they're all Democrats and Republicans. And if you want to change the policies, the first thing you got to do is you got to root all these devils out of the government.
Well, you're one of the best callers we've had in a long time, and you've crystallized everything. We have been living under a financial coup for 100 plus years, 100 years and 8 months. We are going into a deeper tyranny as the criminal ruling class tries to cement their hold over society and shut down their final economic competition. And we are under high-tech social engineering, and that's why it's so sophisticated, is because they've been honing this global system of control to the British Empire for hundreds of years and are deploying it successfully against us. How do you challenge something like that? I'm going to come back to you, Mad Wit, then we're going to go to others.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, we're going back to your phone calls. Mad, Wit, Brent, Henry,
and I ain't seen the sun, guys.
Alicia, Bella, and others here in just a moment. We're going to talk to our reporters that are in Ferguson coming up as well after we finish up with some of the calls. And then I want to look at document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians. That's a quote in the document. During full-scale riots in the U.S., see, they've got to be over the top. They've got to give manuals to the riot police and the riot troops the National Guard and the Army, here's how you shoot unarmed people. And then it's just given to you like, here's how you kidnap kids out of the back of schoolyards. Here's how you deal methamphetamine. You wonder how they did it in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia shooting unarmed people. They just give the order and act like it's no big deal. And once it starts, peer pressure, they'll do it. By the way, I saw comments on my special report from the Nightly News last night because I mentioned that the military has been training for at least 5 years to mow down masses of unarmed crowds. And some people complained about it and said this is a war crime they're training for. So they went, oh, we'll put green paint on their faces and call it zombie killing. And I mentioned that, and I saw someone comment that I was lying. And you know what? I think that's over the top, so I agree. It sounds like it's not true. Guys, pull me the AP Reuters. It was also in the LA Times. Marines trained to kill zombies. And it shows people in John Deere caps and, you know, farmer outfits dressed like zombies being mowed down by the Marines in official drills. And they go, oh, isn't it cute? The Marines and Army are training everyone to kill zombies. No, they're training to mow down masses of people and dehumanizing them. Our name won't be Zipperhead or, you know, the other racist terms they had for Asians in Vietnam. It'll be zombies. That's what we're called. And that's what the welfare crowds pretty much act like about a week after the welfare checks don't work. There is AP, Marines Police Prep for Mock Zombie Invasion. Okay, I didn't make it up. Do you understand me? I'm sick of everybody out there being in denial. I'm sick of people making up these, you know, saying I'm making up stuff about these Army documents. I'm not making any of this up. We're run by a bunch of eugenicist bankers that want to implode everything. And they created purposely these giant welfare masses. And they weaponized music through Sumner Redstone on purpose in MTV to literally turn the inner city population into what they now are. Okay? And they've turned all the other population. The public is a mess. A bunch of dumbed down idiots who you can't even communicate with. It's 1984, ing sock, reduce the language down to where people don't even know what 2 plus 2 equals anymore. It's a joke. Mad wit, finish up, then I'm going to go to Brent and others. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on what you said. There's a big thing out there where people are losing their IQs, and yeah, people are getting dumber and they're being socialized, but I'd say it's not
just... Yeah, and here's the deal. Just because they're dumb slobs doesn't give them a right to vote to make me a slave. Go ahead.
I think what the problem is it's emotional. It's character. They're so bombarded by everything that they can't possibly come to terms with the base, you know, what's really occurring. We know we've got a problem with treason with our government. We don't need to attack every policy and try and work our way back. We need to go right to the base where these people are responsible. They're supposed to be honorable. They're supposed to be honest. They swear an oath. That oath is binding. When you're in the military, you swear that oath, you know you could die defending your country. And it's the same thing for the Senate. They have the responsibility. It's the same thing for the House, for the executive, for the federal judicial. They swear that oath. They have the obligation. They're held in high esteem. They're given advantages. They're given the opportunity to have positions of authority. But that comes with a price, and they've all violated their oath. We don't need to worry about individual issues. You know, there's a theory in physics called conservation of energy. Totally proves the government and the media is complicit in 9/11, but nobody talks about a physical law because that's the end. There's no conspiracy theory. There's just physical law. And now we've got the same thing. We're dealing with conservation of energy in terms of social systems.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Building 7 absolutely fell faster than a bowling ball falls, and they forced underwriting laboratories, and the federal government had to admit architects and engineers for 9/11 truth was correct. It did fall at free fall. I mean, it basically, and again, at some points, faster than free fall, because they were blowing the floors out faster than it could even fall. So it fell at free fall, and for 1 second, when they blew up a bunch of floors at one time, faster than free fall, because it was just being blown out. I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's, I hear you, very interesting point, sir. God bless you. Please call back again. People can Google Mad Wit and find your radio show. I don't know. I guess you already hung up. I'm going to try to say, I apologize, folks, when I get in a bad mood. The show's real, though. I mean, I'm, you know, it's just, I'm mourning for the country. We're going to come back and race through your calls, Brent and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prisoners TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So here's the deal. We're under social engineering by technocrats that have a scientific plan to overtake humanity and basically engineer us into a subhoid servant species. I don't know if that plan will be implemented fully, but they've gotten a lot of it done. They are training the military for the collapse of the U.S. by design to reorganize it into a totally fascist dictatorship, micromanaging every facet of your lives with a socialist operating system using communist tactics. And now the army is preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians, close quote, during full-scale riots in U.S., close quote. And describes sniper response to the unarmed civilians and how they will shoot unarmed civilians during crowd control operations to psychologically terrorize the crowd and make them go away. They say they will shoot them. Of course, there's a lot of big problems with this. This is what the Nazis did, what the Soviets did, what the Romans did. This is what bad guys do. And then, of course, it means then the rules of engagement. Turnabout's fair play, it means people will start shooting back, and then a civil war starts. So they're being given orders that the Nazis wouldn't put on paper. The Nazis wouldn't put stuff like was in the Patriot Act on paper. They just did it. and I'm not comparing our military to Nazis. This is the orders that are going out. This is the training. Our military is freaking out over this, and they're freaking out over domestic psyops. They're freaking out about all of it. This is unbelievable. And if we don't make a big deal out of it and have a debate about it and say no, it will then become the official policy. Just like the NSA. I've been trying for 18 years to get people to admit the NSA was spying on everything. I told you how they were tracking you with the eyewitnesses, with all the reports, with the whistleblowers. It all came out to be accurate. Every bit of it. And now it's just, okay, we spy on everything you do. All new appliances are wireless spying on you, smart meters, your phones. Yes, Google watches and listens to you. What are you going to do about it? It's ubiquitous. We have now been put into the artificial environment. We have adapted. They have used our adaptability they use our adaptability against us. And I was told that by a top globalist off record. There's the headline from William Binney a month ago in the London Guardian. He was on our show, said the same thing. Number four at the NSA. The ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. At least 80% of all audio calls, not just metadata, are recorded and stored in U.S., says whistleblower William Binney. That's a totalitarian mentality. Folks, they were putting microphones up hidden inside streetlights in 1998 nationwide. They just got around to telling you about it this year. Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, Dallas, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, Trenton, New Jersey, Miami, Florida. Folks, that's not the only secret projects. They jacked the water with hundreds of chemicals. No one would put up with all this if we weren't being given daily chemicals. Do you understand me? And I will not sit here like a guinea pig and be messed with anymore. The microphones are real. The chemicals are real. The army manuals are real. The NSA is real. The cancer viruses and the vaccines are real. Real, 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 real. And you know what I'm doing? I'm just here to warn people. I don't know what to do about all this stuff. I can't figure it all out. I don't know how to run all my reporters and run all the websites and run all the films and run the news and run everything else. All this crap. Well, the whole damn country goes to hell in a handbasket. All of you people out there are under attack. You better figure that out. Let's go to Brent in FEMA Region 6. I guess that's somewhere around Texas, where Texas used to be. I mean, I live under FEMA. I live under NORTHCOM. Those aren't words to hype things up and scare people. This isn't a science fiction movie. This is real. And a lot of people just say, well, that's the way it is. Yeah, I know a lot of this stuff's true. I've seen it for myself, but what am I going to do about it? See, as soon as you have that attitude, and I know why you got that attitude, As soon as it's too big, it's game over. I just hope that everybody out there who works for the system gets off your little power trips, because I see it in your eyes and your actions. You people are the biggest jokes of all. You think you're on the winning team? Boy, you're dumber than you act. Yeah. Dumber than you look. No one is on a winning team. This is evil. Even the people at the top of this.
Game over, man.
They know. They're into exterminism and pure evil. They're in love with death. The people at the top of this know they know what the real plan is. These are some sick people. All right, let's go ahead.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off.
Brent in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, brother?
I'm not in a good mood here.
I hear you, man. I wanted to speak on the race war, but I'd also like to touch on an important issue, I believe, right now. You know, I think this is all tied in, and basically what we're seeing with this rapid demise and, you know, policy after policy and action after action being orchestrated against the American people is basically an administration that is just throwing crap against the wall to see what will stick. You know, history is written by the winners, and I guarantee you, Soros, Obama, the Clintons, Bernankes, all these people that are involved with the policies that are destroying America financially, they don't want to go down in history. You know, we still speak of Romans from thousands of years ago, battles that they fought, people's names, the names of soldiers and emperors, and America makes Rome look tiny in comparison as far as our military might and our world politics and our influence. And I know these people do not want their names going down in history thousands of years from now, you know, Bernanke being spoken about how his policies collapsed the greatest empire on the face of the earth.
Well, but I mean, you say it's our empire, and I do that too. Like, why are we in Iraq? Why are we? We're not doing anything. We supply the money. We supply the engineers. Our grandfathers and fathers built the technocracy we're in. They thought they were building a technocracy to beat communism, but the truth was the technocrats had built the communism to be the threat to build up the police state here. And again, the globalists have all written books from Brzezinski to Carol Quigley admitting that. That's not my opinion. We've got Bilderberg documents from the 1960s where they were meeting with all the labor union heads and the big bankers, and it's all admitted. You know, we've been smuggled dead U.S. senators' notes, hundreds of pages of it that we published, just how they run the whole deal. It's official. In America, affluence equals influence. A new study shows policy caters to the desires of wealthy Americans. Really? Oh, my gosh, U.S. News and World Report, my gosh. Next they're going to tell me the sky's blue. But here's the problem. We don't have a virtuous elite.
I hear you, Alex. And if I may, I'd like to touch on the race war issue as well.
The what?
The coming race war, what I believe is an orchestrated color war, basically. You know, one thing that you've taught in us, Info Warriors, you know, you're not just out here waking up people, Alex, but you're teaching us how to do better research while we are awake. And so there's more to it than what you give yourself credit for. But what I see is, you know, whenever the border was collapsed, I started calling that there was going to be a race war to my coworkers and basically everybody I had ran into, because the way I look at it is, if you're bringing in MS-13 gang members, and everybody knows the atrocities that they commit in Central America, there's no debating that. There's only two things that these people are good for. One is going to be drug running, and the other is going to be murder. And what I see happening is, you know, from 2001 onward, we've heard this whole terror agenda and how we need to be terrorized, and it's not working anymore, and they need to step up the terror level game another notch for people to be subordinate to them. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to hear about 40 bodies in Austin, Texas, along the side of the road with their heads cut off. If you watch programming on MS-13 by the mainstream organizations that cover the programming, you'll notice how they throw in little nuggets of information like, oh, yes, the MS-13 gang members are roofers, or they pour concrete, or they do this, insinuating that these are the people that you work with. These are the people that are by your side every single day, and you just don't know it. So I look for one of the next attacks to be MS-13. We know, we could look at Central America and see the atrocities they've committed there, and I basically look for that to come to America, and then that will bring up the terror level game, and then it'll be no longer, you know, an Arab person that somebody's looking for, you know, that they want to have an underlying racism or any kind of personal issue about. It's going to go to the guy that, you know, you eat lunch with every single day, not knowing if him or his family is MS-13. That'll bring terror into where they could orchestrate their plan the way that I see it unfolding.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're opening the borders, letting the crime in. Infowars.com article, Ferguson protester lofts ISIS sign. We have the video of that. You can punch up my computer. We can show TV viewers what I'm talking about. But this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with. You got ISIS signs in front of the White House, but the TSA is checking baby diapers while our government gives heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. It's all a destabilization program to then bring in the police state that's going to be pointed at producing Americans, the final enemy of the globalists, people that have not succumbed to their brainwashing and their weakness and their everyone just checking their Facebooks all day or watching MTV or the Kardashians. Just all the addled, childlike people just everywhere, bumbling around mindlessly. The whole system is just there to just wreck the human mind. It's absolutely an abomination. We're going to go to Henry and Bella and Terry and others. We've got Joe Biggs and Marcos Morales, as well as Mikhail Phelan, and, of course, Kit Daniels there, doing a great job honing in, investigating where the provocateurs are, who's behind the Molotov cocktails, who's making the threats, are the police involved? We know there's a federal command center there and 50 FBI agents running the show. We know more reporters have been arrested. We know the demonstrators, some of them have been attacking CNN reporters and others, MSNBC reporters. Joe Biggs here to give us a breakdown on what he's witnessed for InfoWars.com. Joe?
Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com, St. Louis, Missouri. Last night, it was very interesting. We pulled up to the Martial Law Command Center, and I wanted to see if I could get a glimpse of any of the National Guard. And one of the things that was very apparent is still the police are 10 times more militarized than the military itself. The National Guard had on ACUs, which is the Army Combat Uniform, and a sidearm, and that is it. No riot shields, no full battle rattle, no Kevlar helmets, no batons, no sniper rifles, no M4s, nothing like that at all whatsoever. They were just sitting there directing the flow of traffic in and out of the compound last night.
What else have you witnessed?
Well, last night, we did witness towards the end of the night, around 11 or so, someone tried to light the barbecue restaurant on fire. It's directly to the right of the QT gas station. A looter came in, lit something on fire, and if I'm not mistaken, he tried to throw something inside the building as well and light that place on fire. Maybe 5 minutes later, a whole swarm of SWAT team members flew down the road, got over there and put that out. We heard gunshots soon thereafter, and some of the rioters came and lit a section of the road, or pretty much the entire road, going back into the condominiums where Mike Brown was killed. They lit that on fire to try to keep the MRAPs and the police from driving down into that neighborhood, and that is the area where people were shot at last night. I didn't see any police officers fire any weapons. They actually maintained muzzle awareness for the first time last night. They had their weapons at the low ready. They weren't pointed at anybody. A lot of officers were out with 9mm in their hands. They actually had them down beside their waist. I'm sure that's due to the negative publicity they have been getting for their unnecessary roughness and just running around pointing weapons at people.
This is just incredible information, Joe. No one has this info. We need to get this in a text report. Kit Daniels or something. We need to go to the scene, talk to the witnesses, and break down what's happening here. This is very important. Well, why is this not coming out in the press?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I saw. That's what Marcos and I saw right there. There were press there around us. So if they're not saying anything about it, they're just not doing their job whatsoever. You know, we sat around the side. The MRAPs came in, and the police were yelling on the radio, if you're a credentialed media, you can be there. Just don't impede their job and stay on the side of the road. So Marcos and I stayed off on the side of the road, and we filmed them lighting stuff on fire and then running back into the neighborhood and doing that. But most of these people weren't even from the area. These are all outsiders who are just running around trying to start stuff. I even spoke to the guy who owned that barbecue spot. He ran over and he said, you've been here for a while. Do I need to go over there? Should I be worried about anything? And I was like, I believe that the police had put it out. I know they put out the one on the outside, and I could hear them smash the rest of the glass to get in to put that one out. I was like, I think it's safe to say that your restaurant will still be there tomorrow. But he was concerned. He said he was tired of this. He's tired of waking up and living in a war zone. He just wants things to get back to normal. But it's these outsiders who are coming in and terrorizing the community, and they've completely taken away from what the protest even was in the first place.
Now, we know some of the Black Panthers, the new Black Panther Party, has been calling for violence. As best we can tell, who are these outsiders?
Well, it's funny. They're calling for the violence, but as soon as it gets around midnight, you know what they're doing? They're leaving. They're out there trying to hype people up. They're telling them that, you know, the white man is suppressing them and that, you know, that we're bad, blah, 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 getting everybody hyped up, get these youngsters' emotions running hot. And then as soon as it's about to snap and go off, those guys go home. And they let these guys get all angry and agitated and run around, start lighting Molotov cocktails, start throwing bottles, start throwing bricks, and it gets out of control. And they just go home and watch it from TV. You know, last night the media was in all their designated areas. And then once the shooting happened, I can understand. The police said, hey, we need you guys to get back because they're shooting at us. Fine. Got that. So we moved back out of the way. They're like, you need to go into the marked off area for press. That's a safe spot right now.
Stay there, Joe. Come back and tell us what happened last night straight ahead from Ferguson.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So
Cyrus. Yeah, there have been more fireworks behind the scenes today than on the air. I'm genuinely in a bad mood. And that's normal when you've got declassified Army documents written in April of this year preparing to mow down unarmed demonstrators nationwide. And the way the PSYOP will work is they'll be, well, you just must be against our military. Our military would never do that. That's not what we're debating here. That's the default brainwashing out there. Who wrote this? Why was it written by the Department of the Army at the Pentagon? Why is this the official crowd control manual being issued to everybody down to privates? This is outrageous. The point is, answer the manual. Answer why this is being put out. Don't change the subject. That's how the public mind works. Oh, our military will never do that. That'll never happen. Really, we'll never have Obamacare. We'll never have a president ruling by fiat with open borders. We'll never have a private Federal Reserve looting us. We'll never. It will all come true because we don't get upset and say no to it. And the country club class that thinks it's part of the elite is too busy driving their Cadillacs and Mercedes and playing tennis all day and playing golf all day and just hoping that everything doesn't implode around them. We're going to lose everything because you're too busy clutching onto your tennis rackets and onto your golf clubs as if that's all that matters is getting your stroke right or taking your wife out to the theater to act like you're high class. You need to be politically involved right now. This country is burning down politically around us. Joe Biggs is there in Ferguson reporting on the provocateuring, all the things we're seeing. Look, do whatever you can, but I'd go up and talk to those new Black Panther morons and just, you know, they act all powerful like they're in charge. Everyone stands around like it's a press conference because they're arrogant. We need people to go up to them and say, man, why are you race baiting? Hey, you answer the question. You know, it's well known you guys get Ford Foundation money to stir this up. Why don't you come out here tonight when stuff's getting burned down and actually witness what you're stirring up? Because it's outrageous how they're helping set up the police state against their own people. It's a total psyop. And there's some of the new Black Panther people are psyops and are actual operatives. Others are useful idiots. What do you think's going on, Joe Biggs?
I 100% agree with you, Alex. I mean, that's the only way it could possibly be. I mean, just when you get out there and you see them marching and you see them, you know, putting their fists up in the air and they're running around, you know, talking about, you know, their agenda and what they want to do. And then you could see the youth around them getting amped up and, you know, hopping up and down and pulling their mask over their face. And you could see that, you know, that these guys are getting them agitated. But then at nighttime, I noticed I don't see one new Black Panther suit out there. I don't see the patches. I don't see the buttons on anybody. They're out there throughout the day getting everybody amped up. At the nighttime, they are gone. You know, last night was pretty intense. They started shooting gas at us. And as they had us move back into the area because of our safety issues, that they called it, in the neighborhood, once we got out of sight, out of mind, I was reading Twitter, and there were tweets from people living in that community saying that the police were going from house to house searching in there. And there were also reports of, you know, people, looters, lighting garbage cans on fire out there in the area. So I definitely plan on going back out there today and see what I can find in that neighborhood to confirm those reports.
So the reports are that the police are going inside people's houses without warrants?
That's what we heard last night from a few different people.
Well, try to get some eyewitnesses to that.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute. Joe Biggs reporting from Ferguson. I'm Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.